Welcome to The V Word, using the airwaves to educate and advocate to end sexual and domestic violence.
Today, we return with Sarmista, continuing her story of survival.
But there came a point where I could not take it anymore. It was when I started speaking out. I felt like things that were being done to me were not just, were not right. And then I saw a side of the person that I'd never seen before. And it scared me like anything. It felt like I was being used. My resources were being used, even without my permission. And I asked them to respect my boundaries. And they got really mad when I asked them to do that. They started being really angry, not like just angry, like rage. I'd never seen that person's face in so much of rage. Their faces contorted in rage. I just couldn't make out what is happening because I was just trying to stand up for myself. I was just saying, you're already in a lot of debt. I don't make that much of money and you owe me a lot of money. And on top of that, I feel like I'm having a lot of financial problems because of you. So please don't use my things. And that person just flipped and caused me of ruining their life. Whenever I started saying something, I was ruining their life. If I tried to tell them something, I was too controlling, I was ruining their life. If I asked them to not do something, then I was ruining their life. I didn't think I was ruining their life, but I also trusted and cared for about this person a lot. I also felt that maybe I am doing something harmful to them. Anyways, all these things were happening. And at that point, I had been told a lot of things that were really hurtful. Even till this day, when I'm trying to access those memories, I can't. It's like I see the image of the scene that happened. I see them speaking, and those words are not registering. Like, it's just not in my head. It was so hurtful and so shocking that it's just not there. My mind just blocks those memories. There were things that the person said that I've always scared of about myself. Like, I grew up feeling damaged. I grew up in an environment that was not safe. I grew up around mentally ill people. I have always been scared of that. Someday that might happen to me. I was scared that I would not be a good parent. But I'm very fond of kids. For whatever reason, the person told me all of those things. Like, I was told I would not be a good mother. And I really took it to heart. I actually believed I would not be a good mother. I kind of started avoiding children after that because I thought I would not be a good mother.
This ends part 3 of Sarmista's story. Next week, The V Word moves to Wednesdays and Fridays at 11:29 a.m. Tune in as Sarmista continues her incredible story of healing and recovery. You've been listening to The V Word, a weekly radio broadcast providing information and discussing issues related to sexual and domestic violence. V Word is produced by Carol Olson in the studios of WRIRLP 97.3 FM. To hear the past shows, go to thevword.us. To support independent radio, learn, volunteer, or donate, go to WRAR.org.